U92, JR in the morning show. I got the man. I felt the ground shake coming in. Kevin, the Hawk, Washington, what's up, man?
How you feeling, man? How you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great. Super happy that you're here. You know, you're going to be at FitCon 2015.
Yes, sir.
You know, Ray Lewis is going to be there. You're telling me you got something going on with Ray Lewis.
Yeah, yeah. Well, first of all, I want to, you know, thank God for blessing me to be here in Utah, man. This is my second home. Merry Christmas to me. Well, second and third. I live in Dallas, Texas, but, you know, back and forth with, you know, CT out there in California and, you know, being here in Utah with Black Market, you know, Labs. Making like Christmas time, that's my sponsor, you know, those are my guys. And, yeah, we got some stuff planned for today and tomorrow. Definitely want people to come out and check it out. I'm going to be doing some Hulk smash at the show. Me and Ray Lewis are going to actually do a bench press. This time it won't be CT, it'll be Ray Lewis saying Hulk smash.
Wow.
So, yeah, definitely, brother.
So how did the connection with you and CT Fletcher happen?
CT actually followed me years ago. He followed me on YouTube. I was bench pressing like 500 pounds. This guy had bet me. He's like, man, I bet you can't bench press that. I used to always wear these big jackets.
Uh-huh.
So people couldn't really see how big I was. And then all of a sudden, he was like, hey, man, I bet you like $500 you can't lift that. It was like 500 pounds on the bar. And I was like 22, 23 years old. He was like, my homeboy was like, yeah, I got 500 for him. And he put the money up, and I bench pressed it. Not only did I bench press it by myself in no spot, I bench pressed 7 reps by myself. And I racked it. And then all of a sudden, CT actually sent me a message. Hey, I'm CT Fletcher. I'm the strongest, 6-time strongest man in the world. You remind me of me when I was young. Here's my information. You know, give me a call, man. Check me out. And ever since then, we've been back and forth. It's been a blessing, you know, having him as a father slash mentor. He's definitely what he is, what he says he is, and what you see. He's more than that, as a matter of fact.
But as big as he is, you make CT look small. I got to say that.
Well, I mean, keep in mind, CT's almost 60 years old, and for a guy almost 60 years old.
Dang!
I didn't know that.
I honestly would say no older than 50. The way he looks.
Right, and that's coming from health and fitness, man, taking care of yourself after all these years. Like he said, Bob's told me one time, he's like, man, I would rather die by the weight bench than die in a bed home with some bonbons in my mouth. So, man,
but not only are you big, man, but you're in shape. How many calories do you eat a day?
I stop counting, brother. I eat 8 meals a day, every day.
No, I do too. Me and you got the same diet.
We just eating McDonald's.
I just look a little bit different than you do.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely.
Kevin DeHawk, Washington, in studio.
Yes.
We're going to chop it up one more time with him. It's the Mini Mix on U92.
There you go.
JR in the Morning Show on U92. Got Kevin DeHawk, Washington, in studio.
Right.
So I got something to say. I don't know how it's going to go over, but I'm an Atlanta Falcon fan, and you kind of messing me up with the New Orleans Saint sweatshirt in front of me right now.
Who that? Who that?
Only reason I'm saying it right now, because we live on air, I know you're not going to come across the table, you know. Uh-oh.
Yep, it's that reason I'm not going to talk to you and look at you in your eyes. I'm going to look at my feet when I talk to you.
Oh, nah, man, cause, so I'm curious, man. You've been doing this for years, and can you get any stronger? Like,
no, most definitely. I just made 30 years old, man, and I have yet to touch the plateau of where I'm actually going. I'm going for a world record of 725 pounds raw. I will not stop until I get to 725 raw. And I got some pretty great people in my corner right now. Of course, I'm here in Utah with the great Black Market Labs. My boy Bryson Duncan, you make it like Christmas time right in Utah. And, you know, like I said, we have a goal, man. Our purpose is to leave a message and also, you know, kill this record.
So I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
So when you're working out, because you're working out like extreme hitting weights,
right.
What you jam into in your headphones?
You ready for this?
Yes.
You know, I'm a beautiful little girl back in Dallas, and even before she was here, I'm so frustrated. Like when I lift weights, I'm so angry, I'm so mad. I take all the horrible things that I've been through in my life, and I use it for something positive, which is making me bigger and stronger. So I actually listen to music to calm me down, which is mostly Disney music.
Wow, Frozen.
No, that's Kasaya. That's the Kiss of Kasaya right there. But me myself, no, I'm Aladdin, The Lion King, of course, The Little Mermaid. You know, I can quote every word of every song. You name a song, I can can give you the words to every song. And that's what I use to keep me calm and focused.
And this is where if you was 200 pounds lighter, I wouldn't make fun of you. But, you know, I can see how that would be inspiring and how a lot of us would want to pick that up and listen to Disney classics while we're lifting.
You got that one.
Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to try that out, you know. I'm going to hit the gym today. I'm going to go to my Planet Fitness and, you know, rack up my machine and do my thing.
So tell me, man, we was talking a little bit off air about, you know, the video C.T. Fletcher introducing you. And tell me, like, tell me a little more, because you got a new video about to come out. Tell me a little more about that.
Well, it's a video, of course, C.T. Fletcher, you know, and Isatori and me, the Hulk, and Black Market Labs. We got a video coming out called the Hulk Unleashed. And it's actually going to be more, of course, some action, some serious action in it, but it's also going to be a message for people to understand who I am and what I'm all about, you know? And like I said, I'm something way past the power and the size. I think God put me and kept me on this earth for a reason, and that's to help people and motivate people to be the best they can be in what they love to do. You know, whether it's not, it doesn't have to be in fitness or in whatever, you know, whatever you're trying to do. I was discouraged a lot in my life. So to encourage people to do things more of what they want to do for my story, I think that's my purpose that I have in this world right now.
That's dope.
That's dope. Especially, man, and that's powerful at the same time because, you know, and I'll say in our community, sometimes it's kind of the crab mentality, you know, and that's dope that you're trying to get back. And I do the same thing any chance I get,
right.
You know, and I also do kind of like a motivational minute at the end of the show where we clowning all throughout the show.
Yeah.
But at the end, I try to say something positive and give light to the situation and talk about peace and, you know, bringing your fellow man up, you know. So I definitely like that.
Yeah, you know, keep this in mind. I mean, where I come from, you know, people want you to be a doctor, a lawyer. You know, people, of course, rappers in New Orleans, rappers, and that's like the same football player. I've always wanted to be a weightlifter. You know, my dad was a weightlifter. My dad was a bodybuilder, and I hated it when I was young. I grew up and love it now, you know, be in love with it, you know, and I'm addicted to it. But, I mean, in all honesty, like, so many people say, oh, man, why don't you play for the Saints or play for the Cowboys? And I was like, oh, go do this, do that. No, I knew what I wanted to do, and I've literally made my life and my living. And people love me and respect me around the world for what I love to do. So for anybody who has a goal or any type of, you know, anything you set in your mind that you want to do, never let anybody discourage you from what you want to do. Always do exactly what you and believe. Put God first and believe that he will definitely guide you through. And remember this, you got to go through to get to. So, always, man.
Kevin, the Hawk Washington.
You know what? The voice doesn't do him justice.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it doesn't do you justice, my man.
Because
you sound so soft-spoken, but you look like you'll break everything.
Yeah.
In fact, I thought you came. He was like, what is he doing in town? I said, he's going to climb in that building right next to us and swap planes.
So tell me, you said your pops was also a weightlifter.
Yeah.
Like, so did he worked you at an early age?
Yeah, man, when I started working out when I was 8 years old. I started lifting weights when I was like 11, 12 years old, which probably stunted my growth because my dad was a lot taller than me. My mom's actually like 6 foot.
Wow.
Seriously, so I'm at six foot even, so which is horrible to have a mom and dad that tall. But I mean, I've been working out since, like I said, I was a baby, man. I used to hate it. My dad hated me. You know, he used to make me do push-ups and take his foot and put his foot on my back and push down while I was coming up on my last reps.
Wow.
But now, just keep in mind, kids, when your parents do stuff to you, you think it's horrible. Oh, no, you hate me and all that stuff if you don't like me. But they're actually doing it for the greater benefit of who you are because they believe and they know what you can be. Now, I can take 1, 2, and 3 and put you guys standing on my back right now. No, don't take no shoes off, no nothing. And I can do push-ups with all three of y'all standing on my back because of what he did years ago. So
wow.
My dad's not here. He's not with us anymore. But I want to say if I could see him, I wouldn't say I love you. I wouldn't say I miss you. I would say thank you.
Cool. I'm going to go home and kick my kid in his chest.
I don't think that does. I don't think that
maybe
works.
Maybe he'll feel the same way. He'll be able to have three people kick him in his chest, and he's not going to look funny anyway.
Sir. I don't think that's going to work, Latif.
I know. I'm just kidding. I get it. No.
JR in the Morning Show. Kevin the Hawk Washington. You're going to be at VidCon 2015.
Yes.
Is it both days or just today?
Both days.
Okay.
Today and tomorrow, yes.
Cool. And when is the Ray Lewis thing? When he's going to do the Hawk Smash?
Is that tomorrow? I think it's tomorrow. And you guys, I want you guys to be in it. It's going to be ridiculous.
That's going
to
be
ridiculous. Nah, man, I want to go. So. Have you been to these fitness competitions? Because I know you've been to a lot of bodybuilding competitions.
Yeah.
The women are bigger and stronger and more lean than I will ever be. And it's uncomfortable.
Well, you know, keep in mind, we also have bikini. And we have figure.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, but you gotta figure. I mean, we got a couple of things going on, you know.
I'll drop by. I'll come in like a janitor. I'll come in with a mop bucket so I don't look out of place.
It's horrible, man.
Kevin, oh, the Hawk, Washington, on U92, JR, the morning show. Supposed to be Omari on the U92.